from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a fourth term for Angela Merkel. The outcome seemed inevitable, at least according to the experts, right from the beginning of campaigning. Unusual results, however, have emerged in prominent elections for much of the last year, including both Britain and the U.S. But Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election. Merkel's ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted. Peter Matuszek is head of the political analysis at the Berlin-based Forsa Institute.
The AfD will indeed be the first right-wing radical party who will make it into the federal parliament. Although, if you look at the history since 1949, we already had other right-wing radical parties on the regional level in different parliaments. At the federal level, this would be the first time since the Second World War.
Merkel joins predecessors Helmut Kohl and Konrad Adenauer as the only post-war chancellors to win four terms. Travelers to the U.S. from Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen will face new restrictions under a revised travel ban order signed by President Trump. U.S. officials say these countries refuse to share information about terrorism and other issues with the U.S. Reaction to the Trump order from human rights organizations and other groups that work with immigrants was swift and largely negative. A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul, wounding at least three people. The Taliban insurgency took credit for plotting the attack. The Russian Defense Ministry has announced one of its military leaders was killed while fighting the Islamic State in Syria. General Valery Asipov was serving as an advisor to Syrian government troops. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is set to travel to South Asia for the first time since President Trump announced his new strategy for the American-led war in Afghanistan. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
The White House is revisiting its Afghanistan policy at a time of shifting geopolitics in the region. China, with its growing military and economic power, is expanding its influence across South Asia. But Donald Trump sees a bigger role for India, the other regional power player.
We want them to help us more with Afghanistan, especially in the area of economic assistance and development.
It's a risky proposal, one that India's longtime rival, Pakistan, views as a threat. But India is cautiously moving forward, agreeing earlier this month to provide more assistance to the Afghan Defense Forces. The country has already provided more than $2 billion in economic aid to Afghanistan. For Mattis, the tricky regional balancing act is made only more complicated by China. China and India recently agreed to de-escalate tensions in their long-running border dispute. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
Before leaving on his trip, the U.S. Secretary of Defense commented today that if North Korea carried out the threat of a hydrogen bomb test, it would be a shocking irresponsibility. On Saturday, North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said that his country could conduct an atmospheric hydrogen bomb test over the Pacific Ocean. A United Nations report finds a sharp deterioration in the human rights situation in Crimea since Russia annexed the Ukrainian peninsula in March of 2014, triggering the biggest crisis between Russia and the West since the end of the Cold War. With more, Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva for VOA.
The UN Human Rights Office report documents grave human rights violations in Crimea between February 2014 and September 2017. It finds Russia, as the occupying power, is in breach of multiple international humanitarian and human rights laws. The head of the Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, Fiona Fraser, says dissent and criticism are not tolerated by Russian Federation authorities in Crimea.
One way that is manifested is by the fact that criminal and administrative law that concerns offences of separatism, terrorism, and extremism are often used to stifle any such dissent.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Iraqi Kurds are voting in an independence referendum that is widely expected to be approved while facing objection from the government in Baghdad as well as neighboring countries and the United States. The president of the semi-autonomous Kurdish region in northeastern Iraq, Masoud Barzani, has urged the people to vote peacefully. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.